रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 75 लंका इन फ्लेम्स. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. देन सुग्रीव द रूलर ऑफ द मंकी वर्ल्ड अक्वेंटेड रामा विद हिज पर्पस एंड सेड टू अंजनेय, Kumbhakarna is no more. Atikai and the other Rakshasa princes have been gathered to their forefathers. So we can expect that Ravana himself will come out to fight, and that we should not allow. The best and the bravest of our troops, endowed with matchless speed, should make their way into Lanka with flaming torches with them. At this order of his, the monkey heroes took advantage of the sunset to prepare themselves to enter the city in the utter darkness of the first quarter of the night and with flaming torches in their hands. From all sides they came at the same time and drove away the guards before them. They set to fire the turrets, the towers, the fortress gates, battlements, the houses thereon, the roads, lanes, mansions, and everything they came across. Thousands of houses were reduced to ashes in a second. Palaces like unto mountains in extent fell down a flaming mass. The perfumes and the scents therein, the sandal, aloes and the like, caught fire, and the smell thereof on one side, and the rank and poisonous fumes given out from living beings burnt to death on the other side, were carried far and wide by the winds. Pearls, corals, gems that adorned the houses, silks, blankets, vessels of gold and silver, weapons, the articles of use in the stalls of horses and the trappings thereof, the various paths of chariots and cars and the ornaments thereon, heroes, elephants, horses, armor, shields, swords, bows, strings, arrows, tomaras, axes, shaktis and such like weapons of offense and defense, sheep, goat used to fashion fine and curiously wrought rugs, chamaras, bedsheets, counterpanes, tanned skins of tigers and deer, musk and other rare articles of use, residences decked with pearls and gems, heaps of weapons, curiously decorated houses, the abodes of wealthy rakshasas, armor fashioned of beaten gold, garlands, chaplets. All these and more were consumed to ashes in that conflagration. The Rakshasas, under the influence of drink, with the eyes rolling madly about, others staggering under the heavy load they have taken in others, with their ladies coming behind them and holding their lords' garments to steady their faltering steps. Yet others, with eyes flashing fire, infuriated by the monkeys, others rudely disturbed in the amorous dalliance, others armed with clubs, tridents and other weapons, others at their meals and drinks, others indulging in deep sleep in the company of the women on rare and costly beds, others with wild eyes of fear, others on the wings of speed seeking means of escape, others fleeing madly with their children on their shoulders, all these were reduced to ashes by thousands. Their blood, flesh and fat went to gladden the heart of the god of fire, and he leaped high many a time to enjoy. The city was adorned with skyscrapers that barred the way and the course of the lord of day. Of many a design were they, and broad and spacious and finely fashioned, every article of wealth and luxury and comfort found therein. Square, round, angular and many other mode were found therein. Windows of gold and silver encrusted with gems, seats and beds adorned with pearls, corals and precious gems. They were gay with the sound of sweet music of peacocks, harems and other rare birds, as also with the melody of flute, lute, drum and other instruments of music. Like unto the seas with its rising waves were they in their splendor. All these were nowhere before the terrible fire. Doorsteps, lapped by fierce flames, looked like rain-charged clouds through which lashed chain lightnings. Even as the peaks of lofty mountains crashing down under the impact of the Vajra of Indra, some palaces caught fire and crashed down with a huge roar all at once. Ladies drowned in deep sleep on lofty terraces cast away their ornaments and shrieked and screamed in mad terror like under the mountain peaks of the Himalayas. Flashing in their brilliance through the luster of the magic herbs and the plants thereon, the houses and the abodes and the lofty palaces of Lanka met the eye everywhere in flames. Mansions were hit by roaring fires, And as the flames rolled on around them, here and there, they looked like kimchika trees in full bloom. Elephants and horses let loose from the stalls by the keepers thereof gave one the idea of the last day of destruction. When the oceans broke their bonds and the denizens of the deep ran in mad terror and confusion. In one place there was a horse that broke loose and ran in mad fright, and it was enough for an elephant to do likewise. In another place the rivers of the sea were enacted. The city of Lanka, lapped in red flames, was reflected in the water of the sea around. And they took on the hue and color of red and scarlet. In the space of a muhurta, the capital of Ravana, set fire to by the monkeys, looked like this earth wrapped in the fire on the day when the worlds are burned to atoms. Hid beneath the clouds of fire and smoke, the women were clean suffocated, and their cries of pain and terror were carried 10 yojanas beyond. Some Rakshasas escaped in the burning houses with scorched limbs, and the monkeys were ready to meet them and dispatch them to the worlds of Yama. Monkeys and Rakshasas cried and roared and howled dreadfully, and the 10 quarters, the seas, the earth itself, quaked in affright. Rama and Lakshmana, restored completely, their strength and luster enhanced beyond limits, grasped their mighty bows with utter calm and assurance. Sri Rama strung his bow and twanged it so that the hearts of the Rakshasas were turned to water. Even as the Lord Paramashiva shines with his bow pinaka in hand, fashioned in consonance with the rules laid down in the Vedas, therefore, did Sri Rama shine with his bow. The twang of the bows drowned the cries and the shouts of the monkeys and the Rakshasas. These 3 separate sounds shattered the 10 quarters. The arrows discharged by the bow of Raghuvira crashed down the towers and turrets of Lanka, and they fell as masses of dust like unto the peaks of Mount Kailasa. The arrows found their way into lofty mansions, terraces and towers and palaces. The sight maddened the Rakshasas to fight madly and with no loss of time. Their roars like unto the lions of the forests made the very night itself seem terrible beyond limit. Sugriva issued his orders to the monkeys. Find your way to the ladies' quarters of Ravana. Bar the passage that leads to the central portion thereof and fight on bravely. He who lends not his ears to my command shall be slain out of hand. And his armies rushed forth with flaming torches and gathered round the gates of the ladies' apartments. Ravana was enraged beyond bound at this insult to him. He stretched his limbs with mad fury, and the sound thereof made the 10 quarters quake in fear. He looked like the very incarnation of wrath that surrounds the limbs of Rudra on the day of universal destruction by fire. He dispatched in hot haste Kumbha, Nikumbha and countless Rakshasas to the battlefield, and these were the mighty sons of Kumbhakarna himself. And there went with these Yupaksha, Shonitaksha, Prajhanga, Kampana, and other Rakshasa warriors and generals. Go ye forth at once, make short work of the monkey forces, and come back unto me on the wings of victory. These were the orders they bore on their heads. With shining weapons of offense and defense, shouting aloft with their war cries of deeds and fame in tones of thunder and cried, this Rakshasa contingent dashed forth from the city gates. The natural luster and splendor were heightened by the sheen of the ornaments, and the earth and the sky were bright with the luster thereof. Meanwhile, the moon rose on high as if to witness the coming fight. The moonlight and the starlight too were allied to the brilliance of the ornaments and weapons of the troops on both sides, and this was enough to chase away utterly the darkness that lay on the earth and the sky. The light of the moon, the light of the ornaments, and the light of the flaming houses exposed to view the forces of the monkeys and the Rakshasas as if in the glare of the midday. In the light of the sky-clad palaces burning fiercely, the sea surrounding it reached the underworlds, and their depths rose and rose with the rising billows, and it was a lovely sight to behold. flags and banners waving idly in the wind and adorned with fish and many other device and design of light patterns, swords, axes, tridents, clubs, javelins, harpoons, spears and such like weapons, infantry, cavalry, elephantry and chariotry in countless numbers, ornaments, gold and gems, the sweet chime of bells, the reflected light from the weapons and the armor of warriors who use them in many a wise. The flames bursting from the arrows set to the string and drawn to the ear. The breeze laden heavy with the perfume of scents, flowers, garlands and chaplets fashioned variously. Rare drinks and liquors. Warriors and heroes of frightful appearance. Shouts and cries and roars issuing from both sides like unto the roar of the sea itself in the volume and force. Thus, in many a wise, the Rakshasa host march forth to the battlefield, like unto the seas bursting their bounds. And the monkey troops, on the other hand, were no less ready to meet them. They shouted it back no less mightily. Then they rushed forth with resistless speed and fell upon the Rakshasa troop, even as moths fling themselves on the raging fire. The Rakshasas shone hugely in the shine of the weapons that they whirled and flung in ceaselessly. The monkeys were clean and utterly mad besides themselves. They leapt upon their foes and battered them with trees, mountains and adamantine fists. But the Rakshasas were not behind in their attack and kept up a never-ceasing shower of arrows and weapons that shore off the heads of the monkeys in countless numbers. Thereat, dreadful shouts of joy and triumph arose from the throats of the victorious Rakshasas. But there among them many who were bitten and torn by the monkeys in their ears, cloven heads from the iron fists and limbs shattered by huge blocks. Thus and many a wise did the Rakshasas stretch their length in groups on the battlefield. Even so did crowds of monkeys crash down upon the earth, thanks to the might and prowess and the speed of the Rakshasas themselves. There was one fighting madly with another. There came upon him a third man who struck him down out of hand. There was one who was insulting another dreadfully, but there was a third party who drew his attention away by deeper insults. There was one who was taken to task by his foe for some breach of military etiquette and closed it up in biting him madly. But there was upon him a third one who bit him more cruelly. Give, there he gives, I do give, why do you torture me thus? Strike me, flee me not, stay. And such like shouts were heard all over the field, the garments loose on the arms dropping listlessly from their hands, the spears, the trident, the axe raised aloft to strike in their mad rush towards the enemy. The battlefield was dreadful to behold as the army swayed here and there to and fro. The Rakshasas beat down the monkeys in groups, and the monkeys returned the compliment with interest. The hair loose, the garments all awry, banners cut down, flags broken, armor shattered. Thus did the Rakshasa forces take to mad flight, while the monkeys barred their way and fought wildly. Mangalam Goshlendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.